Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. And Dave, let's start off with gold, because as we are recording this just short of noon Pacific time, we have gold trading at $18.99. It's up over $18 today. A steady rise, a nice looking chart on the daily chart, and it's really honestly been a nice looking 2 months for gold after that 8 month correction. After 1850, which was broken recently, 1900 really has been a key level that a lot of technicians have outlined here. Dave, what are your thoughts on this 2 month run in gold and now gold right at that 1900 level?
Yeah, it's been a nice 2 months after a frustrating 8 months, but the gold shares are telling us today that the gold price is a little short-term overbought here. I mean, the RSI is over 76 here on the daily. And this move probably needs to consolidate a little bit before it goes higher. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the monthly close, though, because the monthly close is going to be on Friday because of the three-day holiday weekend. So the COMEX close on Friday will be the monthly close. So if we see a monthly close above 1900, that would be very constructive. But as far as the shares are concerned, they have been leading this move, but today they've started to show relative weakness. So this might be hinting we might begin to see a pullback here pretty soon.
In all fairness, though, barring, let's say, a $100 decline in the gold price, it's going to be a strong monthly close. Gold came into the month of May at about 1770. We're up at 1900. That's a very good month. So yes, over 1900, even more encouraging, but there's nothing to be discouraged about at how gold performed this month, right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, we've had all the signs pointing to higher prices, and the juniors, we've talked about this last week, the juniors have started to pop. Select juniors started to pop higher. If you take a look at the downtrend line of the GDXJ, that has been cleared now, and it's flagging above that downtrend line. So the risk is, as far as I'm concerned, the risk is now to the upside in the juniors, and I've been able to say that for quite some time. So that is very encouraging as far as these downtrend lines being penetrated and closed above on a weekly basis on the GDX first in mid-April, on gold last Friday above 1850, and on GDXJ last week as well. So yeah, it's very constructive. A pullback would just be some profit taking would be very healthy. I see the gold price maybe coming back down to test 1850 during a consolidation, and maybe even 1800, but I don't see it going any lower than that.
So what does it look like for June then? Because May, great month. April, also a good month. But what I'm hearing is that, A, the stocks aren't necessarily confirming or leading this charge, at least at this point this week, and gold's already overbought. So how are you looking at June then for gold?
Yeah, I'm looking at maybe a consolidation period in the first part of June. I'd like to see it remain above its 50-week moving average, which is around 1850. Although, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised to see it come down to around 1800, maybe even 1790. That's the 80-week moving average, which has begun to curl up. So it would just be healthy action as far as the near to medium term price action is concerned, and the long term trend has remained higher. We came down and tested that uptrend line from May of 2019, and then now we've broken out above that downtrend line from August of 2020, and it's a huge pennant that is being broken out of right now. But even more constructive, what I'd like to see would be the silver price closing over $28.50 for the month on Friday. Because, you know, that 30 level looms large, because once we get a close above 30, I mean, historically speaking, the silver price hasn't been above $30 very many times. And but both the last two times that it has, it's ran to $35 pretty quickly and then to $50 pretty quickly after that. So a weekly close above a monthly close above 2850 would be very constructive. And then once we see just a daily close above 30, I think silver could take off to 35 pretty quickly.
Yeah, it really is that 30 level, though. That 30 level is crucial, right? Because that has been pretty strong resistance through this 8-month, let's just call it consolidation, I guess, driving down to the stocks. Then, look, this rally in gold really was shown by the majors and the royalty companies early on as they started to lead higher. Your comments about the juniors, I agree with, is that we haven't seen just a broad-based recovery in the juniors. However, there are a handful of juniors that are doing extraordinarily well. Where's the balance if we do get a slowdown in the gold price then? Do you think the majors and the royalty companies could correct? Do you think the juniors could get hit? What are you going to be watching?
Yeah, I mean, what I've really been watching in the majors is two stocks. The first one is the big boy, Newmont. You know, they're the largest gold company. They have the largest cash reserves. They've already broken out to an all-time high. And then Franco-Nevada is the big boy royalty play that has been leading also. You know, that stock has just been in a bull market ever since it came back free trading again. How many years ago the company was started up again. So those two stocks, you know, when you look at these two bellwethers and they remain in really strong uptrends, especially when you see Newmont breaking out to all-time highs ahead of the gold price breaking out of its downtrend, that's very constructive. So, you know, this always happens when after these consolidations have ended, these long periods of consolidations have ended, is the majors and the royalty companies move first. And then you start to see select juniors pop. And then once the GDXJ has clearly broken out above its previous high, is the 65 area. Once the GDXJ gets above 65, then it's really going to start to move, because the measured target of the breakout of its 7-year base is 90. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that hit once the gold price gets firmly back over its all-time high of 2089 and it really starts to move higher. That could take place before the end of the year. I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen, because it sure looks to me like this consolidation is over. All the signs point to the bottom being in, and just a short-term consolidation is needed to work off that short-term overboughtness that we're seeing in not only gold, but in the miners as well.
So where are you focusing some of your portfolio then? I know when we chatted last week, you mentioned that you're pretty much all in, but for those investors that aren't all in, maybe sitting on some cash or looking to rotate some of that money that they have maybe gained in some other high-flying stocks, should it be focused on those juniors? Well, when you're looking at the junior space, those juniors that have been running, continuing that uptrend?
Well, I think their focus is if they're experienced in this sector, they've already got a watch list, and they've started to accumulate positions on that watch list. And the ones that have yet to break out, that you've done all your due diligence, you've been following the chart, you've been waiting for it to break out of its consolidation. You know, if they're firing on, the company's firing on all cylinders, but the market hasn't caught up to it yet, being it's still kind of under the radar until these momentum players really start to come into this sector, then those are the ones you should focus on. The ones that have already started to run, you know, I never recommend chasing anything. But if something's already broken out and it's maybe come back a little to consolidate that breakout, then absolutely, you know, start to accumulate a position like that. But I mean, there's still a lot of juniors out there that have not begun to break out of their consolidation patterns yet. It's just a matter of time. You know, a lot of these companies are still flying under the radar. You know, because these momentum traders are just starting to come back into this sector now that a technical breakout has taken place out of this bullish 8-month you know, almost 10-month falling wedge. You know, the bottom was seen 8 months ago, but the breakout didn't take place in the majors until mid-April and in the juniors until last Friday.
Yeah, good point. And you know what? It's a process to bring new investors in. And every resistance level, every downtrend line that's taken out does draw in more of these generalist trend followers. That is encouraging, right? And fine, maybe we're due for a bit of a correction or just slow down in the move when you look at the charts. But if we get more and more of these generalists in, they can keep that market running. But Dave, one thing's for sure here, one thing that I've noticed, even fielded a couple of emails today about it, was the fact that there's a lot of money being raised in the sector, and there's a lot of companies that have cash, and there's a lot of drill programs that are just starting up. How are you filtering through all the news when, in all fairness, if you're a junior right now and you're not cashed up, well, that's an easy warning sign. But since so many are cashed up, since so many are putting money into the ground, how do you isolate and separate the good from the bad?
Oh, yeah, that's a question, Corey, that has that's a multifaceted, has a multifaceted answer. You know, I mean, there's so many things you got to look at. I mean, when did they cash up? You know, when does that private placement money become free trading? And was there a warrant attached? Was there a half warrant attached? Was there a full warrant attached? Because if there was, most likely a lot of these players are going to be selling the stock, you know, 4 months and a day after it becomes free trading after their private placement closed. So you have to look at that. You know, you have to look at the management team. Are they experienced at doing the right things with that cash once they get it? How much of that cash goes into the ground? How much is spent on marketing, if any? You know, because, you know, there's a flip side of companies that are kind of lifestyle companies that spend all their money on promotion and not much going in the ground. There's also a lot of companies that spend it all going into the ground and not much on marketing. So they're doing a lot with the drill bit. They're doing a great job of de-risking their project, but they're not doing a very good job of getting the story out there. So nobody knows about it. So, you know, there's a lot of things to take a look at before you start to dive into these things. But, you know, if you know, your listeners have been paying attention to what I've been saying for the past month or so, they've been doing their due diligence on these companies, and they've been talking, they've been calling up the companies, talking to management, you know, you're following the chart, getting really intimate with the chart. You know, that's something that I like to do. I look at charts constantly, and it's just a process. And, you know, as far as these drill plays are concerned, you just can't put too much money into a single one of them. You just got to get a handful of them and just put a little bit of money into a handful of them and kind of hope for the best that you've hitched on to the right team that has enough cash to get a decent drill program going.
Yeah, all good advice there, and really just dive into the companies, right? And really make sure that management knows what they're doing with that money. But again, it's a different world for these juniors compared to a number of years ago when very few of them had money. They all have cash now, or most of them have cash now. And at least some of that cash is going into the ground. So let's see what sort of news flow can be generated here. Either way, seeing gold at $18.99, that is very encouraging after that 8 month correction. Dave, great chatting with you, buddy. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great long weekend.
You too, Corey. I look forward to it.